AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Anissa Ferreira, Real World Chicago alumni and 16-time challenger.
Woo! And I'm Devin Simone, 2-time challenge finalist, host of The Challenge Aftermath, officially considered an underdog now, and Real World Brooklynite.
Yes! And I'm Tori Deal. I'm 7-time challenger, 3-time challenge finalist, and I have been beaten by Anissa in elimination. That's my stat. That's my stat for this episode.
Thank you. Thank you for your stat.
And I am Davon Rogers. I have not been beaten by any of these ladies, but I am a 2-time challenger and also America's favorite all-star on Big Brother.
And a YouTube channel maniac.
Yes, she is.
You know what?
She's so good. Everybody go to Davon's channel. Check it out. And we're back to cover the challenge, Untold History.
Yes, and today we are talking about the underdogs and the greatest of all time, featuring our very own Devin Simone and Anissa Ferreira.
Oh my God.
The tears. Devin, what was it like watching that footage back of you finishing that final on Free Agents?
I'm not going to lie. I may have teared up again. Aww. And not just because I should have had on more eyeliner in that interview, but also because it was a life-changing moment. And oh, by the way, the fact that Booth confirmed that they were wagering bets on me not finishing. I see you, Booth. I see you. But at least he admitted it. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if you could tell your former self anything in that moment that you were climbing that mountain, what do you think it would be?
I mean, I honestly think it would be just what I said to myself then, which shout out to Miss Aldridge, my 7th grade teacher and track coach. And she said that just when you feel like you want to give up, just take one more step. And that has gotten me through a lot of things. And that's what I was telling myself then. And, you know, that final has been years and years now. Like Davon likes to say, it was like in 1912.
Oh,
which isn't fully inaccurate. Okay, 1902. I keep trying to add the extra 10 years. But I get so many people coming up, like really resonating with that moment still, which makes it that much more special for me, because at that point I really was trying to finish for myself and for the underdog. So, yeah, it makes me emotional because that was tough. I thought I was going to die on that mountain for real.
I mean, I think a lot of us have felt like we wanted to die on a mountain. Like, yeah. Those finals are no joke for anyone.
That's why I get so impassioned, too, when we see, you know, this is my only challenge with the crossing of the shows. When there are people that come from other shows and then are like, ah, this finals, you know what I mean? Like, it's too hard. Like, it's not realistic. It's da-da-da. I feel like all of us here have put in blood, sweat, and tears on this show, you know, and like been in moments that are super tough. And that's why it's the challenge. That's why there's nothing like it. And that's why it's life changing. If you're not even just winning the money, because y'all know I didn't win that much money, but it's life changing just in the experience. And it's not for the faint of heart at all.
Sometimes you have to think to yourself, I'm doing this for me. I have to do this for me. And you just have to continue to push yourself and just push yourself. Because even in my little challenges, like there was a lot of times when I was like, oh, Davon, it's time to load up the truck and move back to Beverly because, girl, what? But I was like, no, Davon, you have something to prove to yourself. And I'm not going to lie. Like, even with my ego, I'm like, these mother, they want you to fail. Like, you got to show them you ain't no sucker. So a lot of that starts to happen when you're in those moments and you just got to keep pushing. Like, it's so amazing that even though that did happen a while ago, to be able to see it in present day and still have all the feels and all the emotions, that means it was a very impactful moment. So kudos to you, Devin.
Thank you, boo. Also, can I just say, I love that we get to see ourselves in fight or flight mode. And because when I was on that bike, I started talking to myself. And
I was going to say, the self-talk really comes
in where you're like. You don't realize that you do, but that's what happens. That's when you know it's real, because you are in fight or flight mode. And I just tend to come out fighting. And speaking of fighters, Janae.
Janae.
To know her is to love her. To know her is to love her. Devon, you're a mom too. What's it like to watch someone, you know, we saw the evolution of Janae, like come on the show, kind of the party girl off her Real World Cancun season, which was the year after the season after Real World Brooklyn, actually. Yeah. And then to transform into sort of this legend as a mom, like, you know, on All Stars. How do you feel about that?
It's amazing to see. I don't know if you guys remember the story. It happened a couple years ago. There was this baby who was trapped under this car. And the mother was the one who lifted the car up off the baby and was able to save her baby. There's something about becoming a parent that gives you this strength that you never knew you had. And she is like, she's showing that in real time. Like, we saw her evolution from the beginning before she became a parent. No one took her serious. I think Johnny said she was like a deer caught in the headlights. She was just there. And so when she has her her children and she comes back and she's just like, I'm somebody's mama. Like, I got to fight, and I don't have no choice. And so to watch that, it was so inspiring and so encouraging, because that's exactly how I felt. Now, I didn't win, but as a mother, I did pull myself through some tough situations that pre-Cadence, I would have been like, oh, y'all can have this. Bye. But you find yourself fighting for a deeper purpose and a bigger reason. Yeah. So her story is so amazing to me.
Yeah, she's great. She really
is.
That.
Yeah. And Tori, this episode also features Jordan's infamous win against Josh in Tug of War on War of the Worlds 2. What was that like?
In person, it was way longer than it looked on screen. So in person, it was an hour and 45 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They were doing that for an hour and 45 minutes?
An hour and 45 minutes. It was probably one of the longest eliminations I've ever sat through. One of, because obviously there are a few that go the distance like that. But I could say, I mean, listen, that speaks volumes to why Jordan is honored as one of the greatest to ever play the game. Truly. I mean, he's a three-time champ, and obviously he doesn't include his hand as a disability, and he's been able to create such an incredible legacy and inspire so many people who have, you know, a similar life to him. So it is amazing to, it was amazing to watch then. It's always amazing to watch back. And no matter what personal shit goes on between me and somebody, like, I can always respect a good competitor and what they bring to the table. So that's how I feel about that.
I thought it was so dope how you said he had gotten to a point where it was just like, almost as if it wasn't there. Like, I'm just still going to compete. Like, what? Whatever. And to see him fight in this particular element, because I was, when I watched it, I was pissed off at the people that put him. I was pissed off. And the way that they mocked him when they were sending him down there, like, it was funny. Like, this is not funny to me. Right. Especially with the elimination, what it was. And so when he got down there and he put, I mean, scrambled eggs on everybody's face. I thought it was just such a beautiful moment, not only for himself, but for those who were watching and who share similarities as he has. It was just, it was so beautiful.
Oh my God, it felt so good to be there, you know, because the other team was talking a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like in real, and like even the things that you didn't see on camera, they were shit talking and they counted him out for sure. And that's that's the thing about him is people always count him out. And like, you know, you saw it with the Fessy thing. Like, obviously there's going to be times when you don't win, but just because you step up to the plate, when you step up to the plate like that, like, that shows you are courageous enough to be considered a warrior or the best of all time. Yep. How many times have we gone up against somebody bigger than us in a challenge or better than us? Like, I did a hall brawl against a girl, like, fucking 10, 20
pounds.
Did Anissa
say never?
Okay, Laurel's the only person that I ever went against that was, like, probably my size.
All right, do you want to bring it to the...
My size now or back then?
Let's bring it to the Anissa portion of this, because about it. Because you could be... you are. I think that you are for sure one of the greatest of all time, but there are times, Anissa, where people did count you out. You have...
That's true.
You have underdog moments.
They
still
do.
You do have underdog moments.
So I'm like an undergoat.
You are. You are the undergoat. Yes, Anissa. Okay. So last episode, we clarified that your slogan is, you're here because I'm here.
Oh,
and now From this point forward, all the listeners in listener land, Anissa Ferreira will be known as the undergoat of the challenge.
I love
Anissa
that.
Is the undergoat.
I am the OG UG.
Yes.
The OG UG.
OG UG.
Love it.
All good.
Love
we'll
it.
Figure it out. We'll work on it.
I want to give props to before we move on to Jordan showing vulnerability in that excerpt interview.
I cried.
Sometimes we think strength is just being strong and tough and biting back in the moment, but strength is also being able to show your feelings and your emotions, and like him sitting there through that pain, I cannot imagine. And then talking about, you know, what it means for all of those watching him, like the weight that he's taken on his shoulders, like so much respect to Jordan for that. And just all he's accomplished, even out of the challenge, honestly.
Yeah,
he's done a lot, but that was really powerful to watch.
I mean, he does more than most of us, you know, with more digits. Yeah. It's like he's always had to fight harder, and, you know, especially like the next season you'll see, but it is awesome to see that vulnerability too, because he is like this tough guy who like doesn't give a shit, who's like very, this is how I am, take it or leave it, and have this moment, you know, connecting with people that watch him. It's just really is special.
That's why I really loved when they had that picture of him as a kid up there, because as much of a man as he is, for sure, give him all the credit, he's such a kid inside, like, and he is so soft. You wouldn't know it until you kind of like got through some of those barriers and walls. So I thought it was nice that it showed.
You got through a lot of the barriers and walls.
Oh, you better stop it. You
know, someone had to do it. No. Someone had to go through them and figure out what was going on.
Yes, girl. Yes, girl. And can I just say too, you know, Anissa, you're talking about how he does more than a lot of us. Jordan sure did do much better than my ass on that free agents challenge, where we see it in the clip where he's taking the sticks out of the wall and then you have to step on them. Yeah, no, Jordan crushed that. I'm pretty sure I fell. So
he was so good. I did not. He was so good at that.
I love the fact that he doesn't try to portray himself as a victim.
Right.
Not ever.
He's never said anything.
Come on. Let's do this. I'm just as good as you are. Let's roll. What's up?
Probably no. He'll probably be like, I'm better than you. Let's go.
Like, I love it, man. Yeah. I love it.
Anissa, another underdog that was mentioned in this doc was Diem. And I know that you have such a close relationship with her, and like you still honor her to this day so much. So you just playing a few seasons with her and obviously having such a close relationship with her, like, is she one of the best fighters that the challenge has ever seen, in your opinion?
I mean, Diem was fighting a whole other battle. And to piggyback off what you said about Davon, about Jordan never playing the victim, neither did Diem. She had cancer, beat it, had cancer again, beat it, came on the show in remission. I mean, was doing all of this stuff and still was like, Anissa, come on, let's go, let's run. I mean, she ran every day. She never, ever complained, like, poor me, I have cancer. Or, like, why me? You know, and she always fought and then created a foundation for other people that she never wanted to be about her. You know, like, she never wanted money raised for her. She never wanted help. She just wanted to literally go have fun on the challenge, debate people all of the time. Because that was her.
Diem was always such a light and just so, like, literally just a joy of a person to be around, especially given all that she was going through. Like, I spent far less time with her than Anissa did, but, and I never did any challenges with her, but got to spend time with her here in New York and in LA. And she just, she left an impact wherever she went. Like, I think that's the best way to say it.
She's somebody who I really would have liked to meet. Anissa, what is your greatest memory of Diem?
Well, it's so crazy. I mean, you see the memory that, I mean, it has been played over and over again of her taking her wig off, because I remember, like, seeing her wig. You know, I was going to tell her the truth. I was like, how much did you pay for this? Because I got a girl in West Philly that can hook you up for $100 and make you a Remy wig that's much better than this. And she would just, like, laugh it off and was super shy. But when I saw her without hair, I'm like, girl, you are bad as shit. Like, you look amazing.
She is beautiful.
So, of course, that was. But there were also times where, like, Diem started to get, like, to get sassy and, like, really come into herself. So there were moments of just, like, when she would clap back at people or whatever. I just loved that she just felt confident in her and began to, like, really just express herself. And you could see more sides than just, like, sweet Diem. There was, like, this, you know, kind of, like, scrappy, like, fierce side to her. And I loved that, you know, she was, you know, multidimensional.
Yeah.
And she's just really special.
It's amazing, mm-hmm. all of the beautiful yeah. people that, like, we've been able to connect with through the screen. Like, obviously, I never yeah. met Diem, but, like, watching this back, it's just absolutely beautiful to see her. And all of the people in this episode who have been highlighted, it's like yeah. they're highlighted not because of just what they've done, but their personality is so dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, we got to see, like, Nani and Leroy. They come up on this episode. And Devon, you met them, right?
Yeah, we did War of the World.
The first
and,
one, right?
The first one, yeah. And Leroy is a different kind of breed, man. he's just a different type of dude. Like, the energy he brings to the house is when he's gone, you feel it. There's a void, there's an emptiness. When he's gone, you definitely feel it. And his dynamic with Nani, they are the definition of brother and sister. Mm-hmm. Like, they argue. Yeah. They love each other. Mm-hmm. They protect each other. They get on each other's nerves. And it was just so beautiful to watch the duration of that. Because I've been watching these shows since I was a kid. And so to watch them, you know, from their start, from Real World all the way until, like, it's a beautiful thing. Nani is very much so, I've been here long enough, put some respect on my name. And yeah. she walks with it. She talks with it. It is what it is. And so I had to figure out a way to build a bond with Nani. I was like, how the hell am I going to get through to this girl? Because she don't know me like that. So how am I going to get through to her? Well, she's an esthetician. And so she started doing facials. And I was like, my turn. I don't let people touch my face at all. And I was like, my turn. And so we bonded over that. And she just became like a really good, sweet person to me. But yeah, Leroy, that man is a different type of breed all in himself.
Dude, he's the best, man. He's so funny. Like,
yeah.
He's hilarious.
He used to tell me all the time because, you know, in my seasons, everybody was always coming for me. And so I always had like a frown. It was rare that you saw me smile. I was always frowning. And he was like, girl, fix your face. He said, you walk around looking like an old black mama, look like you want to sing. You better call Tyra. And he would sing that to me every single day. And it would make me laugh. And then he was like, man, like you stop being mean. That's why these people keep coming at you, because you keep looking mean. And so every day he would play slide with me. And so I'm like, okay, this is me loosening up. But definitely it was a breath of fresh air having him in there. Yeah,
but also like dope. It's hard, and I can imagine, to bring it, like, coming from Big Brother, trying to play a social game is completely different on the challenge. Like, we build seasons of relationships with people in Big Brother. You have to like whisper and strategize and talk and like not let people know you're talking. Like, I didn't understand Big Brother until I started playing with you guys, and then I was like, wow, I actually feel bad for you guys. Like,
you became a casualty of Big Brother gameplay. I'm sorry, Tori.
No, it's all good. It's totally fine. Like,
you did.
In the past, look at us now. We're hosting the podcast. Right? It's all fucking good, dude. Like, it's all good, but it's just amazing. Like, it's a whole different style of play.
The whisper game?
Yeah. Okay, now, in Big Brother, you know, they have the ability to vote you out. And so they can get together and just vote, hey, we're voting this person out. The difference that I learned, and I'm so glad I learned it quickly, was you can't vote me out. You can vote me into an elimination, but good luck. You have to take me out. Right. And so when I learned that, then my whispers got very loud.
Yeah, they've been loud every day since.
Yeah.
Speaking of eliminations, obviously, you know, we get to see the iconic Derek versus Joss in Vendetta's elimination.
Sheesh. Yes. You were Tori. You got to see that firsthand. How was that?
I mean, this is another elimination that went for 45.
2 hours.
And 2 hours. An hour 45, wow. 2 hours.
It was two hours, Tori. We were freezing.
I mean, I just got beat by Cam, so I wasn't really thinking about time, okay? I was just kind of like,
you guys did go first, didn't you? Yeah.
That elimination was bloody. Like, I want to know the details, Tori. Tell us the tea.
Well, Anissa was there too. Anissa, you take this one away.
Oh, God. Well, I've known Derek since I was probably like 24, and he's always been this underdog. I mean, you would think just by looking at it, oh, Joss has got it in the bag. And Derek was like, absolutely not.
Derek came to play.
He was not going to let Joss win. And I think that was a, you know, like, just the fighter in Derek, who like just does not give up no matter what. There is no quit. He just will go. He doesn't care who you are, how big you are, or what you've done.
Yeah,
he will go in there and he will beat you.
To me, this is a true definition of mercenary, right? Because think about it like this. As a mercenary in this game, we did not have We weren't taking anybody's spot. We were just going in to a game, eliminating and going home to our lives. We weren't in the game. Mm-hmm. So in order to have the ability to go in and say, I'm going to go into an elimination for 2 hours and not give a shit if I send this person home after they've been playing the game and it's they crazy. Got signed on this season, you mm-hmm. have to be not only a savage in the game, but your pride and ego and your competitiveness have to be so much bigger than you being like, 2 hours is a long elimination. Let me back off a little bit and like let this guy mm-hmm. have it. He went in with no remorse, true mercenary yeah. style, went in, did the job, let it be done. Like, yep. it was crazy to watch. And, like, I think that's going to go down as one of the most insane eliminations in history for sure.
Absolutely. Basically, you have to be a little nutty.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn. Alliances will shift. And danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Who do you think the newest underdogs are? Like, who are we going to, like, have to keep a lookout?
Emmy. Oh, yeah. Emmy, yeah. And she proved on Spies, Lies, and Allies, they kept putting her yeah. in, and I think she doubted herself, but girl came back yeah. and back and back. She did a really great job.
Yeah.
There are going to be some new underdogs coming up soon. We can't talk about it yet, but
are they likable underdogs?
Oh, yes.
They are lovable.
Ooh, oh,
they good. Are lovable.
Okay.
Yeah. They're lovable. Yeah, I love a good underdog story. I really yeah. do.
Okay, but do you also like, so we all agree, right, that we love a good underdog story.
As an underdog, I agree.
Devon, you're not just an underdog, you're also a meme queen, but yes.
But I didn't win the money, Devin. The memes don't bring me money.
Like, there was a meme about Devon that was one of my favorites and I used several times and didn't even realize it was actually of Devon, like that was inspired by Devon until later. I was like, oh, that's my friend. But okay, so we all like an underdog story. How do you feel about a salacious moment, though, like when Bananas took the money from Sarah? Mm. Thoughts?
Now that I would personally, I think there's a 99% chance I would never do anything like that. Mm-hmm. Even if I dislike the person, I don't know if it would sit well. I feel like karma would come at every corner and just drain my bank account mm-hmm. and just keep me from winning. And we did mm-hmm. see Johnny go on several seasons after that, going home early, mm-hmm. yeah. which we could chalk that up to karma if you'd like to. But now that I know the history a little bit more, mm-hmm. I don't know Ooh. If it makes sense, but it's easier to understand where Johnny was kind of coming from, or the mindset behind like really being hurt by a friend and that mm-hmm. his chances were taken away.
Johnny's a showman. Johnny's a straight showman.
But I love yeah. him for that. Like,
oh, for sure. He made the show. He helped to make the show what it is today yeah. in the sense yep. of like he does things that are so polarizing. You either love him or you hate him. And if you don't love or hate the show, or if you don't love or hate a competitor, you're not interested in it. I'm not right, watching. Yeah. So you need yep. that dynamic. But like, that is the thing about being a good challenger. And like one of the people said on the show, you need to have the drama. You need to have an engaging mm-hmm. storyline. You need to be doing things that like make people want to watch it. Johnny brings that to the show. So
right.
I'm not saying he had a reason to steal the money from Sarah. If I was Sarah, I'd be fucking pissed.
Of course.
But, I would fight him every corner. Like, you're never safe.
Anissa would just be waiting around the corner still to this day. Johnny would just walk around a corner and pop out.
I feel like, you know, obviously it's a shitty thing to do, but from a viewer's perspective, it's like you made a huge move in a show that people are going to remember forever.
Yes, that's all people talk about. Mm-hmm.
So for me, mm-hmm. I was one of the people who saw the episode, and then somebody asked me later on after I had started doing challenges, like, how did you feel about that moment? I was like, Johnny was so wrong, and da-da-da-da-da. But then I had an opportunity to go back and rewatch the shows, and I saw what she did to him. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I didn't know she mm-hmm. threw first. And so I'm not saying that I agree with what he did, but what I am going to say is I am a person who struggles with forgiveness. And so if the opportunity presented itself with somebody who threw a rock at me first, we don't know how the chips may fall. That's all I'm going to say. No. And it would probably be my last challenge. I would never come back because I don't want to deal with the curse, but I would have my coin. You know, it is what it is.
Right.
And you
that would be the thing. If you win $1 million and you're like, you know what? Y'all motherfuckers doubted me for so long. I'm just going to take this shit. I mean, I have dreams about it. I'm going to take this. And then no one will ever see me again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He didn't even do it for $1 million.
I know.
He did it for $250.
It's wild. It's as wild as Wes's beard in the interviews. And I just want to know, like, what are your thoughts about Wes calling himself sort of the greatest politician the challenge has ever had? Do you guys agree with that, especially you, Nisa, because you being the OG UG.
I mean, Wes and I don't speak anymore. And we were good friends. But you know, it is what it is.
Great decision.
Well, he screenshot my text thing when I was trying to apologize about something, and he put it on Twitter. And I thought that I don't take to Twitter. If we're friends, weird. You can call me.
Yeah, right.
It's that one moment where it's like, I don't know, bruh.
So maybe he's not that good of a show politician.
No, he is. I think that he's really good because he has a way. He's great with people that have never played the game. Right. And he's great if people are in survival mode and they need help to be somewhere.
Right.
Okay, there's an alliance. Let me go there. But he is good at challenges. He is good at finals. But, you know, if you get the right cast, that's like, we've already seen these tricks.
Yeah, I don't, because I know my only interaction on a challenge with Wes, he's from my hometown, Kansas City, shout out KC, but was my first challenge, Battle of the Seasons, and Wes was doing what Wes talked about on the documentary where there were calls happening, you know, before, as soon as people got cast. Mm-hmm. So by the time we got to the airport, my team, unbeknownst to me, had made alliances with Wes, and it was like, problem after problem because we were affiliated with him or associated with him. So, and I don't have anything against Wes at all, but just from a political standpoint, it was almost like he was like a pariah, you know, like touching that actually did not work to your advantage at all.
So here's the thing when it comes to Wes, how I feel about him as a person is a conversation for another podcast on another day, but how I feel about him, I'm not a hater, so I can't take away the staple and the impact that he has on the show. And so I will be very honest about that, regardless of how I feel about him as a human being. He is a very, very, very strong politician. And I say that as somebody, I study people. And so when I came on the show, he thought I was just going to be like a regular Big Brother person that was on there, and he thought he could play me and game me and all this other kind of stuff. But he met his match, and that's why me and him were beefing, because I was his match. He couldn't like pull the Houdini stuff on me. And so that's how we ended up beefing. But I watched him. I watched the people who were speculated to be on the show. Not even cast. Just speculated to be on the show. Oh, I got a DM from Wes. Did you get hit up from Wes? Did Wes hit you up? Did he do? His name was circulating by people who were speculated to be on the show. So then we get to the airport and he buddy-buddy with everybody. And I'm just sitting in the corner. I'm watching him. I'm just watching him like a hawk. We get in the game. And when we get in the game, I'm watching how he moves. Like you said, with the new people. Not the OGs. The new people. And I'm watching how he goes. Yes, I'm watching how he just taking them in. I mean, it's like slaughter season. He's just going around. And so then he comes to me and I said, what you want? Like, what you want? Because I already know what time it is. What you want? And he didn't receive that well at all, because he thought I was going to come to him like, whatever you like. Like, and it wasn't that. Like, we wasn't doing that over here. Right? So when I say that I think he is a very great politician in this game, he is. He is.
He is. But I don't know, one of the best, because I'd argue, and maybe not now that he's hit senior citizen age, but I'd argue that Bananas is a very good politician.
Oh, yeah.
Less loud than Wes, but I've seen him do that with not just the newbie slash the vulnerables, but I've seen him do it with OGs too. For sure. You know, yeah. Like he's the one that's like walk softly, carry a big stick, in my opinion. And I feel like we see more of CT get like that also in some of these newer challenges, because the way he never went in elimination in the last count, that man,
he's scarier than Johnny though. Like it's easier to throw Johnny in than it is to throw CT in.
Let me tell y'all about CT. So CT comes to me on the season that we do together. He comes up to me. This is before we even made it to the show. We're like in the hotel waiting to go to the show. And he comes to me. He has snuck on his child's little baby sock, the booty. He snuck it in. And so he comes to me. He goes, this is my baby's booty. I know you're a parent too. Did you bring anything from your daughter? And I'm like, boy, if you don't get out my face. Like, but he did that the whole season. He would always come to me with a parent thing. Like, I'm going to connect with her because that is the parent thing. But I saw that he was playing. But, you know, CT going to be CT. And for me, he's always top two. And he ain't number two.
Ooh. Mm. CT's a great politician, but he's like a silent one. He's like a silent assassin.
Mm-hmm. Except for when he's sleeping, he snores loud. Hell, loud
and his sneakers smell. They're loud too.
They do.
Sneakers are loud, very loud.
You know what? I think he's definitely, I think CT is one of the best politicians because it's so silent. And like Wes is a self-proclaimed politician. That's like me being like, I'm the GOAT. And like, it's cool because like, you know, he's got the accolades. He's got the trophies. Like we can respect it like Dave was saying, but like he's loud about it. So you kind of want to like not give him that title when somebody owns it too much. You kind of want to be like, no, you know, so it's an interesting dynamic. But
it's because CT dupes you and you don't know you've been duped.
Yeah.
Because he masks it as like friendship a little bit. And I'm like, I see through it because I've known him for over a decade.
50 years.
Not 50, because that would mean I am negative 9 years old. I'm not even born yet if it were 50.
You know what, y'all? We've talked a lot about these men, but Kim is a great politician too. Yeah. So, you know, let's talk about some women. Good.
Kim is such a great and also, can I just say, I love how hard she rides for Lee. Mm-hmm. Like, I love
She gonna ride for
that
her man.
She was like, and shout out to them on their new little one, by the way. But I love how she was like, Leroy wants to win this season. Like, I'm making moves, not just for me, but for my man, like, because I want him to get there. Like, I love that so much.
Oh, and she made
that
her
season
moves.
Was a great season. Mm-hmm. But back to Cam. Yes, she's great. She's so great. And she came in not knowing the game. Like, the underdog, she made a name for herself. Mm-hmm. They kept throwing her in, and they didn't know. They were making her strong. And I remember watching Cam's season. Like, I was so inspired by her because they kept throwing her in. And I'm watching it at home because I started watching for Natalie. I started watching again for Natalie because she was on that season. She was from Big Brother. And so I'm like, stop picking on her. Stop messing with her. Leave her alone. I'm yelling at the TV. Little did I know, I was going to come in the next season and she was going to do the same thing to me. she was like, you got to earn your stripes. But in hindsight 2020, I always give her credit and always thank her because I didn't realize it at that time, but what she was doing was sharpening my skills because the more she threw me in, the more she set it up for me to get thrown in, the stronger I became. And that's exactly what happened with her. They kept throwing her in and kept doubting her. And so she started figuring stuff out. She said, okay, let me exercise my brain. The girl is smart as a whip. She is out of control smart. She's always 3, 4, 5 steps ahead of the other people inside of the house. Yeah. And it just feels so good to see people finally giving her flowers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like she got her flowers earlier than a lot of people.
Yeah. That's fair. That's true.
She just kept pushing, like, this is me and this is how things are going to go. She demanded a certain amount of respect. She carried herself in such a way that, like, it demanded and commanded respect and loyalty and like, she just gives me that. Like, I love Cam's like my sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The girl also has never played a sport in her life.
Yeah.
And she is so good at this game.
Yeah.
Physically and the mental part, because we ran together on Double Agents and we were running for like a half an hour outside. And at the end of that, she was behind me and she was like, let's sprint. You know, we got like 20 seconds left or whatever. We started sprinting. She was like, are you going to move faster? Are you going to let me beat you in a final? I was like, excuse me.
Ooh. Period.
And she used to do that, which was like encouraging and motivating. Yep. And I think Cam has that like ability.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which makes
her amazing.
I can't
wait to see how she comes back as a mom, because we talked about like Jhonae.
She's going
to
be insane.
And, you know, like,
I'm scared of that.
Different as a mom. And then, and you know, another interesting point, because yeah, I feel like once she comes back as a, now that she's a new mom, like it's game over for everybody. Sorry oh, for sure. to all y'all still competing. It's game for over. Sure. My money's on Cam. But what's interesting is the moms coming back, the sort of idea is they come back almost like tougher and more fearless in a way, right? Because they're mama bearing. But it seemed like Darrell, who is arguably one of the goats, came back a little softer because he's like, I still have my, I still have my mm-hmm. family outside of this. I still have my kids. I have to be there for them. And that's really, I don't know, it's just an interesting dynamic. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I feel like I caught Darrell at the end of his, not end, because he's still going, you know, and he's still considered one of the best to ever play it. And like four-time in a row challenge mm-hmm. champ. Never, no one, like CT said, no one's going to break that streak for sure. Who's going to mm-hmm. win four times in a row? Nobody. So, or five at that matter. But yeah, I agree with you. I think that like he has gotten softer, but like, how could you not? We are doing crazy stunts, dude. Like we're up there 500 feet above traffic about to do something, hanging on by like, it feels like dental floss. Like, I don't know. Am I going to fall? And I do have a kid at home. Like that's a little scary.
But then John A came back though, tougher, being like, all right, if I can birth these two kids, I can hang here by dental floss. You know what I mean? And like knock this out, which is just, I don't know.
If I were to guess about Darrell, I would say he's the breadwinner, right? Mm. He's the protector. He's the provider of the family. And so he's married. He has these children. Listen, I can't be doing this crazy stuff that I used to do. I have a whole family that I have to provide for. Like they're dependent on me. So I'll come in here and I'll do what I got to do. But if it's something that's probably going to risk my life and take me away from protecting them, like y'all can have it. And I
that's the same thought I think about me and my dog. That's why I don't want to do eliminations. I got to provide for Brooklyn. So
I actually
can't be putting me in elimination.
Darrell is deathly afraid of heights. And I think a lot of the shows he did, he didn't have to do them. I don't think it has anything to do with the kids. To be honest, I know that they're probably a thought, but that man is... whether it's 30 feet or 600, he don't want to
really?
Do it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm afraid of heights.
Anissa, you have been doing enough of
No. No. I'm afraid of heights. I am afraid of fucking heights. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, if you like heights, that's weird. You're weird. No one really likes. I love when people are like, I really like them.
I do like heights challenges.
Grow up.
I do.
Are you height shaming
other people?
I did it until I did the show. Like, I was one of those people who would go to the mall and get on the second floor and couldn't look down. Like, I was one of those people for sure until I did the show. Once I did the show and me and a person did this one challenge where we had to be blindfolded and we had to walk across this platform up in the air. After I conquered that, I was like, oh yeah, it is.
Now you
can
go to
so
the third
like
floor
it.
Of the mall and look over and be like, I did it.
I love the heights challenges. When we had to jump out of the plane for Battle of the Seasons,
grow up again.
The beginning of the final. And we're skydiving out of that plane. I think someone peed their pants on the way up. Actually, I'm pretty sure they did. I will not name names. They may have been on my team, though.
I was like, who was on your team? Zach?
No, it was Brooklyn season. So Sarah, me, JD, and Chet.
Oh, it was JD.
And so, And so we're never telling you secrets out of that plane. Well, that I feel like they had footage of it or he said it in an interview. But I love the heights. I don't know, the heights challenge, but probably because it also scares people.
When you're skydiving, it's different. I did that for the first time on Free Agents. And I also said that Black people never choose to do those kinds of things with their friends. They're never like, hey, guys, do you want to go? Do you want to go skydiving or bungee jumping?
I definitely am not bungee jumping. Ever.
No, I would. I
am neither.
So
really, Tori?
No, fuck that. Hell no. Not bungee
that
jumping.
That rope that bounce back up.
Yeah, like yes, no. And then I'm in a wheelchair for the rest of my life.
If I had to be on a challenge and do it, for sure. You know, he's going a challenge, but I'm not doing it in real life for fun.
I would never do that. That'd be the first time where I stand there and be like, TJ, you're gonna have to cuss me out because I don't know what to tell you, bro. I would never. Nah.
All right, well, listen, Darrell's proof that you can be a goat still and also afraid of heights. And Anissa, mm-hmm. I want to bring the attention back to you because so are you, dude. You had this amazing part in this episode where we get to sit in the glory of Anissa being like, she's on the podcast with us. Like, just talk about your entire, obviously don't talk about the entire challenge career, but what is the proudest, what is your proudest moment? And don't say beating me either, because I'll shit in your shoe.
Meeting me at an event.
pretty sure. I don't know. Sure. I mean, it's just like, shout out to the non-believers. Like, I think that's what always pushed me was that there were so many people. And I feel like I've been like this my whole life where, you know, whether it's in class and they're like, I don't know if you can cut it. I'm like, it's AP and I got this. Like all people always doubting you. And I'm like, oh, you don't think I can? Watch me get 100. Like just always having people doubt me. And that has pushed me so much. So every time I've overcame something has been a proud moment for me.
Yeah.
Just a culmination of like all of the times I've been able to shut up the haters and be like, yeah, bye.
Yeah.
I did it again and again. Yeah.
And that is why you're the undergoat.
You know, she's the undergoat.
She is. How does it feel? Okay, because this documentary is huge and it's going all the way back to the beginning and bringing people up to the present, right? So as somebody who is a staple in this show, how do you feel watching your own journey throughout this entire situation, like from start to finish? Girl, the looks,
I know,
the personality, yes. The evolution of everything. Like, yes. How do you feel watching your journey and just watching yourself?
It was so cool because I was like, that was me. Like, I kept you on your toes. I came with a new hairstyle. I get to see myself in all my stages. Mm-hmm. So for all the photos I can't find or the memories I can't remember, they're documented. And I was a feisty little bitch back then. I didn't care what you said. I didn't care where you came from. You were going to get words all of the time. And I did not care who was there, what happened, who it affected.
Do you care now? Because I don't feel like you do.
I care in the sense that, you know, like I am a little bit more mindful of like, how does this affect somebody? So I kind of approach a challenge with like my psychological cap on. So I'm sitting there like, I know that if I do this in 10 minutes, this is going to happen. And then 20 minutes from then, and then tomorrow. So I'm just already making my moves in my mind.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just a little bit more aware of how does this affect me? How does this affect other people? And then, you know, how do I move through the game, you know, with integrity, but still, you know, living my truth and talking my shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we love you.
You've developed a filter.
We love you for, like, there is no, you really are synonymous with the challenge. I mean, we've talked about it before. Drake, doesn't Drake follow you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes. If that doesn't say that you are the undergoat, I don't know.
He did say they be sleeping on
Dude, Drake even said that to her.
But you're a beast. I was like, thanks Aubrey.
Not Aubrey.
You ever want to celebrate Hanukkah together? I'm here, boo. Aww. Shabbat dinner, I got you. Oh my God.
So we know, I know every time I was on a challenge, Anissa was referred to as an elimination queen. Yeah. Like, it was just a known fact. And Tori, you are a force to be reckoned with yourself, but you've gone head to head with Anissa in an elimination. Yeah. What was that like?
This is like, you know, everything Anissa's been saying, like, about how people underestimate me. Like, I'm the type of person, I'm a competitor. When I go in, I'm always going to underestimate the other person because I'm going to put my money on me. Like, I'm going to do it. And if I lose, I lose. But Anissa, I was so, like, that's one of the losses that feels good because it's like, you know what? That's my friend. And she, a lot of people in that house were talking a lot of shit on her that season. And she shut them the fuck up. And, like, maybe it was on my behalf, but, like, good for her. So, like, it is beautiful when you see somebody who deserves respect to get the respect, even if it does come from a situation where I lose. But, you know, I'm proud of her. And I think I'm always inspired by her. And this season 38, I don't even want to say spoilers, but dude, this bitch is crazy.
Cannot
she
wait.
She really does. She pulls it out when you don't expect her to do it. And it's just, I don't know. I can't say too much.
All right. This tea is getting hot. Why don't we take a quick break and I go get a cup holder.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn.
alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
We've talked about a lot of goats, but shout out to Kara and being the only solo challenger ever. Like, to win, to beat the boy. Like, that is just, like, regard, you know, girl, I know power. That she has her loyal fans and she has some people that side-eye her, but, like, when we're talking about her evolution in this game, and then to get to that point, now, granted, one of the boys she beat was Zach, so, you know, but to be able to get there and get it done is just, like, no one can take that from her. Right. Like, she's definitely one of the goats.
Totally.
Yeah, she's for sure a staple. Mm-hmm. For sure a staple. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I want to know, this is to all of you ladies, who is the real goat male and goat female of the challenge?
There's one under goat, and that's Anissa.
But, only one under goat.
I love that. I love that.
Male goat, female goat. For me, CT. I feel like CT, you know, that montage between Bananas taking the money and CT not taking the money, like him giving money to the second place team, which I think I teared up watching that.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say, I think CT might be the male goat and not Bananas.
As somebody who has been on the receiving end of that, I'm always gonna say CT.
Yeah.
Like, he's absolutely a legend. And I feel like every time I talk to people about the show, like Danny Wasco said, Anissa always comes up and CT always comes up. So my goats are for them. That's all I gotta say.
Thanks, Boo. And my goat, you're my goat because
no, I don't want to be
because
a goat.
I'm not CT, a goat. The goat gave you money. You have also paid for some drinks for me, so thank you, CT. By the transitive property, you are a goat to me.
Transitive property. I love that. Who's the female goat? Who? What do you think, Day?
I don't know. I feel like they both give us an all around player. They for give us comp wins, they give us elimination wins, they give us challenge as a whole wins, they give us the drama, they give us the TV, they give us everything, right? And so I'm like in a Chris Nanas mode. I'm in a Chris Nanas. I don't know.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm in a Chris Nanas. Okay. I'm in a Chris Nanas.
I like that you're in a Chris Nanas, which also sounds like you're in a cult.
Right.
I'm in a Chris Nanas.
I'm in a Chris Nanas. Okay, if I have to pick, I'm going to say CT. Yeah. I'm going to say CT. Yeah, okay. If I have to pick, I'm going to say CT.
It sounds
but
like
I am still
here.
In a Chris Nanas.
Yeah.
I know. I feel
then
you.
Who's the female goat?
I feel like that's harder.
Way harder. Way harder.
It's different because they didn't win the same way the guys do, but they bring different things to the table. Like Laurel has one, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Laurel's up there.
I feel like she's amazing, and my vote is for her.
Yeah. Kara's up there too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But Laurel's good at dailies too.
Laurel.
And that's where
I feel like that was shade, but
No, that's not shade. I've played with both of them more than once.
I have too.
So for me, daily challenges wins. I remember Laurel winning a lot and being very good at weird shit.
So are we basing this on people who only won? Because Cam is one of the goats too.
For sure.
But are we basing this on people
who
of course. Only won?
But I'm thinking like greatest of all time. Like I just
to me, I feel like
Laurel's been around for a long time too.
Okay.
But it's I mean, you base it on whatever you want to base it on.
Yeah, it's a
I'm just saying
choice.
Like when I look at her, when I look at Laurel, I see a really good player. Mentally, physically.
She's strong too. My goodness.
And she like CT. Kind of instills that fear in you. We're like, you don't want to go.
Yeah. What are you talking about, Anissa? Nobody's scared of Laurel at
all. Nobody's scared of Laurel.
I'm kidding. I was 100% scared of Laurel. It's been recorded on tape when she wrote an execution list and said my name is not at the top.
I don't want to go against you in elimination. And you're great, you little goat.
Yeah, I love. She's also a vet, which is really sweet.
I know,
which is
cute.
Dr. Laurel, so cute. I'd have to say Laurel, but Kara gets a like really close honorable mention, man. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Jeanne is moving up there for me.
Oh,
and maybe it's just because I'm attached. I love her. Like which
women have won two in a row?
Right.
Ever.
I mean, she just
and just came back out of nowhere.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Out of nowhere. Went from tying for third in All Stars 1 against guys. I mean, beating guys in that final, even though it was hard as shit and I knew I wasn't gonna get the points. I watched her walk up to the top of the thing. Mm-hmm. And then I came over and we were all just so emotional because we had all like finished within like a half an hour of each other. And you got to watch everybody finish. Mm-hmm. And she was just so happy that she did it. And we went out for wine after that, whatever else. And I talked to her right before the thing and I'm like, you're going to win this one. When she went for the second one, I'm like, you're going to win this one again. Watch. Mm-hmm. She just has that like.
She's so good.
I'm never going to stop. And she knows how to play the game. She's like one of those silent creepers too.
Yeah. Yeah. So smart.
I feel
doesn't
like
create drama.
Her. In her time off, she did a lot of studying of the show. And even though she was in the underdog segment, I have to go with her as one of the goats. Like she's definitely one of them. Or even if you want to say in training, whatever. She's definitely one of those.
What's the baby?
Are you still working on your answer, Davon?
I am. Because y'all.
She's flushing it out right now. She's talking it
towards,
out.
towards Kara and Laurel. You guys have limited them to.
The only other person I could throw up there that's like new modern goat and I think will be a goat in the future is Casey. Because she is un-fucking-touchable, dude. She's incredible.
She performs at a whole
can't believe
level.
I didn't even think about that.
Shout out to Casey Clark.
Yeah.
And the way she pushes through, like, yes, we love you, Casey.
So she's up there for me, too.
Honestly. A new generation goat.
For sure.
But let's not forget about our goat, though, Anissa. Yeah. Like, she's our goat. She is our goat.
I wish I could make a goat noise right
she's
now.
She's our goat.
I don't know how to.
Let's not.
I'll work on. I'll perfect my undergoat sound by the next podcast.
Okay. All right.
No, I appreciate all
forget,
of you.
But Davon will tell you. We'll remember. We were going to ask you about the undergoat sound.
Memory like an elephant.
Next episode.
Yep. Better make it your new Instagram handle, Anissa.
Undergoat. Yep.
Now we just need Drake to make it a song.
Oh my God. He probably will.
We're going to put your name in the song, girl.
I hope so.
You know. Happen. Drake, if
prepare
you're
yourself.
It can rhyme with something.
Anissa. Undergoat. Pizza.
Take my pizza. Exactly. I need some.
Anissa. Oh, I need some. Anissa. I need some. Anissa.
Well, you guys are the goats of this podcast. And I love doing it with you all. I mean, Anissa is the true undergoat, though. But, but otherwise, I love doing it with you guys. And excited to see all that you're going to do. Because I'm guessing in a couple seasons, Davon will be added to that list. Tori will be added to that list. It'll just, Davon, don't make faces like that. I know you're going to. But in the meantime, while you guys are prepping for your next challenges, where can they find you on social media? Davon, where can they find you while you're prepping?
Well.
You're coming back. We know you are.
I am prepping to go to church to talk to the Lord.
Yeah.
And he's going to send you right back to the challenge.
Be like, my daughter, go.
That's what you and the viewers say. Oh, my gosh. As the mayor of Twitterville, USA, you can find me on Twitter at Davon Diane. That's a lie. It's Davon underscore. Then you can also find me on Instagram at Davon Diane underscore. TikTok, Diane underscore.
YouTube.
I'll stop there because I don't want to hear Devin's mouth today.
She has a YouTube channel, guys. Go find it.
You can find me at Davon Diane on
go support her.
Anyway, where can we find you, Tori?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Tori underscore deal. I'm not on Twitter. That platform doesn't like me, but you can go on there for day. But Anissa, where can we find you?
You can find me at Anissa MTV on Instagram. I like Tori, even though I still have my Twitter. I do not use it. No offense, Davon. That is your platform, sister. Take it away. And Devon. Where can we find you?
You can find me wherever they serve peach cobbler. I've really been craving some. You could also find me on Instagram at Devon Simone. That's Devon with a Y, Simone with an I. You can find me on Twitter, believe it or not, at Devon Simone. I'm not running things like Davon is, but I will respond back. And if you have comments about our podcast, you can tweet me there. I will probably see it and maybe we'll mention you. You can find me on TikTok, Devon underscore Simone. Don't really use that. And
your YouTube channel.
Oh, girl, that's worse than Davon. So you can go to my YouTube channel, but there's nothing there for years.
Devon,
you know what?
2013.
Girl, it really is. It was those old wigs that you got on sale at the time.
Oh, no, girl. Synthetics. No, I know. Thank you.
Yeah, we've moved beyond that.
We're all into human now.
Lord. Anyway, I'm about to go make some YouTube content. But if you like this episode, make sure you rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend.
Yes.
Or your mama, daddy, sister, brother, cousin, them.
Yes. And make sure you guys catch the two new episodes coming up of The Challenge Untold History next week. It starts at 8 p.m. on MTV.
And we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Oh, we love you guys.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.